This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love that song. It's like a dark Friday song. Like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to murder this thing.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
I can't wake up.
Can blah, 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 blah.
All right.
Save me from this. Yeah. Yeah. Go.
Didn't Ya Right love that song like back in the day?
Oh, yeah. He loves Evanescence. Or he did.
Still?
Well, I haven't heard it coming out of his room in a while, but he used to.
Oh, my God.
Huge fan.
Yeah. Well, they had a minute and then they took a bunch of years off. And then the band broke up, and I think they released something else, and nobody listened.
Yeah, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. They're good. Anyway, it's time for the news. Let's do this Friday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, then head to RadioAlice.com under the Feed Our Families tab. And while you're on RadioAlice.com, look around. There's other pages. It's a nice place to be.
Galleries. Sure.
Spend some time. Don't hurry off.
Why would you? Come on.
Right. All right, so here's what's happening. There is an expected heat wave headed our way, although, frankly, yesterday was hot, really hot, yeah. Like super-duper hot. So I don't know.
Maybe the wave will crest, and then we'll be washed.
Yeah, I don't know how much hotter it's going to get than that, but it was already pretty hot.
When did it turn officially fall? Over the weekend?
Yeah, the 21st. No, ooh. Before the weekend. It was the 21st.
Okay.
All right, how about a couple fast facts to get us started? What
I'm
are you
ready.
Thinking back
fast,
on? Was that fast, Thursday?
Fast. I'm trying to think. What did I say? I think it was Monday.
Oh, no, it was Monday. You're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was Monday was the first day
when
of fall.
When did that happen?
I know I mentioned it at the time, but
you're
right. It's Monday.
I keep thinking it's the 28th today for some reason. Something to do with spots, I think.
I'll tell you what just snuck up on me now that I pull my calendar up. That remade dentist appointment I canceled 4 months ago is next week.
Oh. Well, that's good. Get your teeth cleaned.
Yeah, I'm going to go, but I still almost feel like, yeesh. Yeah. All right.
I went last month.
You did?
Yeah, it's just so funny because, of course, they're. I'm sure they have a lot of procedures that they have to follow, but it's just the opposite of what you're told to, like going to a place and opening your mouth and just like letting everything in. You know, it's
right.
Just, it's kind of, I was freaked out in the moment. I was like, why am I
right?
What am I doing?
Why would I do this now?
Right. No, that's actually a great point. The whole idea is to mask your damn face, and now you're jacking your mouth open and waiting there.
Right.
Woof. Mm. All right. Well, let me steal myself for that because Tuesday,
that's
coming
time.
For me. All right. Here's a couple fast facts. Steve Guttenberg beat out huge competition to be the star of Police Academy. I almost don't believe my own fast fact here, okay?
Okay.
He beat
Steve
out...
Steve
Guttenberg beat out huge competition for the Police Academy movie. The other actors who auditioned for the role include Bruce Willis, Michael Keaton, Tom Hanks, and Judge Reinhold.
Oh. And had he already done Three Men and a Baby?
I don't think so.
I could be wrong. You're right. I feel like that was first.
I don't have it in front of me, but that sounds... Bruce Willis shows interest in anything and you'd think he'd be hired in a finger snap.
You know, though, maybe he was just the moonlighting guy at that time. I mean,
Michael Keaton.
Yes, no, Michael. But maybe they were like, I don't know, he's Beetlejuice.
He did a lot of big movies then.
I know.
In fact, one of my favorite movies of him is when he plays a drunk.
Oh, which
movie is that? I think it's called Clean and Sober, but I don't know.
I like him in Pacific Heights.
Oh, you know what? I never even saw that.
Oh, you should watch that. That's so good. I wonder if it would still hold up.
Well,
they rent a place to him. It's a renter nightmare story is what it is.
Through the time spent at home, there's no doubt I've gone back to watch old stuff. And some does and some doesn't as far as hold up. You know, you find yourself in the middle of it going, this is awful. I don't know how anybody liked it. And other times, you know, I thought Risky Business, as bad as it was decent.
It's a great movie. I love that movie. Yeah, try, you know, I remember when we first moved to San Francisco, we're like, oh, we should watch Pacific Heights again. And, you know, see what, and right off the bat, you could say, well, that's shot like over on Twin Peaks. That's not the view of the city from Pacific Heights. This is weird. but it's a solid thriller, and man, it's a twisted character that Michael Keaton plays in that. It's really good.
Female cockroaches.
Oh.
They don't need no men cockroaches. They can reproduce on their own. They don't need at all.
So why are there male cockroaches?
I don't know. I'll ask you. I mean, what's the point?
Society?
I've often thought, like, as soon as women can, you know, handle that themselves, men are dust, and we're certainly not getting Nook anymore. That's over.
Oh, what do we need you for? Come on.
Right.
Just have little communes. It'll be fun.
Right.
Nicole, let's go start a commune. No boys allowed.
Okay.
Oh, really? I was just going to say, she's too young to want that.
So it seems that the male's purpose is to ensure that the female she's provided nutrients, I guess.
Oh, so somebody's got to bring that bitch food, is what you're saying.
Yeah, to fertilize.
Feed me! So she fertilizes her own eggs, but she needs sustenance. Well, that's what you guys, we'll have you guys bring us food. You can stay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Right?
Nothing like being around for the chores.
Isn't that all you're good for?
Does sound like that. Like that does, I've definitely felt like, what? Where are the perks around here? Are there any perks in this gig? There are.
Well, I let you live here.
Right. So, sure. Thanks.
You're welcome. You are welcome, my friend.
You let me live.
And friends are all we are now. So.
Right. Mosquitoes are the deadliest animal on the planet. They kill around 1 million people per year by spreading malaria and other diseases.
Oh,
the dreaded
mosquito. God, I hate them so much.
That was Bill Gates' big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If you remember that.
Yeah, he was doing like giving out the mosquito nets and gave all kinds of money to malaria.
And speaking of Three Men and a Baby, do you know who directed that? You won't.
No, I have no idea.
Spock.
Oh, really?
Leonard Nimoy was the director for Three Men and a Baby.
Well, he did a great job. That's quite a movie.
Yeah.
I love Three Men. I watched Three Men and a Baby, Three Men and a Little Lady. Was there a grown-up one, too, where she was, like, getting married or something?
I can't say I followed the
series. The Three Men and a Baby saga. How could you not?
I don't know how
that's possible. Who are the three men? Steve Guttenberg.
Magnum P.I. And Sam Malone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I should make my kids watch that with me. I'm sure they'd love it.
So people were asked, what's the perfect Friday look like?
Oh.
What is it? What's the thing, right?
Okay, tell me everything.
They must ask girls because this isn't... Done with work by 5:52 p.m. Cheesecake for dessert. Settled in on the couch to binge watch 3 episodes of a TV show by 8:13 p.m. Have a beer or a glass of wine. Spending 27 minutes on social media. Taking a bubble bath and in bed before 11 p.m. That's the perfect Friday night.
I am not into that night at all. I mean, listen, that's fine. All that stuff's fine. But is that perfect Friday night? No. Oh, my God. It sounds so horrible.
You know, I don't want to say
Friday night.
Yeah, I don't want to down talk this. It's fine, but
all those things sound lovely.
The perfect Friday night? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Any dude is like, I get laid,
right.
I have a bunch of drinks, you know, we go out and see friends or whatever. I don't know, perfect Friday night. I guess, you know, I'm old, but I guess I'm not that old. Come on.
All right.
I want to rock the F out. If I don't sing at least 20 songs on a Friday, what good is this? Like, Kids Day's canceled.
So
come
will you do that tonight?
Yeah. Me and
so
John.
So you guys are still jammed. Like, you'll have dinner. Walk us through a Clarky Friday night. You'll have a nice meal that John made.
Yeah. Well, John will make some kind of meal, or Riley will. Someone will feed me. So that'll be great. And then
stories. Whoa. All right.
After dinner,
bring me food.
Feed me, Seymour. Yeah, right. And then usually we spend a little time just kind of hanging out after dinner, like, you know, doing not a whole lot of anything. The drinking has begun. Like, we figure out what cocktail we're having, and then the guitar comes out. And then, like, later we'll probably watch. Like, we're finishing up the Avatar cartoon series this weekend, I think, for sure. We're really close to the end of that. So we're watching that with the boys. So we'll do that. That's going to be my Friday night. But is that a perfect Friday night? It is not, sir.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, I can't have any. There haven't been perfect Friday. Like, I am sitting in a studio filled with every imaginable instrument, and I've never once been able to use this thing. Never once. We've never once turned the PA on and had a bass player, guitar player, drummer.
You have a band right in your house. Why aren't you guys jamming full on?
It's a valid
Sean
point.
Won't jam with us. Sean can't jam with us. Sean won't jam with us. No.
That's he won't bad. Jam with you?
No. Absolutely. I don't think he's ever jammed with us. He'll sit in the dining room. We have a piano. He'll sit in there and play songs. And if I make a peep, he gets up and leaves. I know. I'm that bad of a singer. Like, the other day he was playing Bohemian Rhapsody, which is beautiful, you know, and I'm doing my best to not sing, because what I want to do is stand in there and just belt it out. But if I make a peep, I'm such a bad singer that he'll be like, I'm done. You have to, like, not remind him that you're there. Sucks.
Wow.
It sucks. I really, really, I hope someday he'll, like, kind of come around, you know,
And tolerate
our off-tuneness, I guess.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Yeah,
I would think with all that equipment, just for the fun of and a
oh,
change
no,
of pace.
Oh, no, he'll come in and use the equipment. Don't get me wrong. It's getting used. It's just not, there's no band playing bad 70s songs.
Wow, all right.
I'm sorry,
threesomes.
Where do we start? Perfect.
Yeah,
let's do this. Okay.
We're going to talk about threesomes now. Anybody here ever have a threesome?
Do I have to answer? I mean, what is the... Why is everyone so quiet? God, you're such a brat,
because
Vinny.
We haven't had threesomes. So
yeah, because
you said this break was for me. You said this break was for me.
Yeah.
You said it was for me.
It is. What are you talking about?
Oh, look at the time.
You love threesomes.
Just tell this damn story.
No, I'll do the story
threesomes.
First story at 7:30
on.
Will be the threesome story. Our text number is 800-400-369. You're right. I am running out of town. Let's see
and
here.
Time.
4 and 5 says Pound Town Friday night for Sarah.
Oh yeah.
Is that right?
I am going to do. I do them every Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I just forgotten all about it.
Hey, Vin, off subject. Can you tell me again what show Isla watched that she knew about Shakespeare? My 5.5-year-old needs new stuff to learn. Thank you. It's not a show. These are books, and I think they also have audio books for them. It's the Magic Treehouse. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that was the one. Yes.
It's the Magic Treehouse, and there's a series of them. And these two kids, they go on adventures, and they go back in time or to different locations in history, and so they learn about stuff while they're following Jack and Annie.
I don't remember.
I think
names.
It's Jack and Annie.
I'm sure you're right. Yeah.
On their, you know, adventures. 408 says watching Pacific Heights will give Vinny PTSD.
Oh, because of the whole renter situation? Yeah. It's like the ultimate renter mistake.
Wow.
When you pick the wrong renter.
Vinny, you should watch Pacific Heights just to watch Melanie Griffith pre-jacked face.
Yeah.
She used to be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure she's still beautiful inside and out.
You know, there was a minute, I'm not into Antonio Ben. Well, actually, I like him more now than I did when he was young. He kind of had that.
In boots.
That cheesy, there's a little cheesiness in him that I wasn't interested in. But he was one of the most more handsome guys. Like in that, what was that movie called? Desperado? What was his movie?
That sounds right.
Where he played
Didn't he do Zorro too?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Zorro and I'm mixing stuff up. Either way, he was a handsome dude and she got him.
Yeah, yeah. And Don Johnson was a handsome dude back in the day and she got him too.
Yeah.
He was a cutie on Miami Vice. Come on.
I'm way past out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, hold on. Let me look. Let's see. I'll tell you what we're watching this weekend. America's Got Talent. I have some interesting stuff about this. Like, they say you win $1 million, but do you? We'll break it down after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.